The greatest segment on radio.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Morning may not be the greatest segment on radio. May just be fine most of the time.
Today I got an email, or I got an email yesterday from Jules about turned down movie roles. Thanks, Jules. This is interesting because it's actors and actresses who were offered big roles that they may not have known were big at the time. I went, oh, dude, that sucks.
Oh, I know one of these.
Go on.
Mel Gibson turned down Gladiator.
You're right. It went to Russell Crowe, of course. Russell Brand.
Oh, Maximus, what are you going to do about it?
He also turned down the Robin Hood in Robin Hood Prince of Thieves, and that went to Kevin Costner. Probably better off, to be fair, doing that. Molly Ringwald turned down the role of Vivian in Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts' character, and the role of Molly in Ghost, which was Demi Moore's character. And of course, her name was Molly, she should have done that. But she wasn't the only one to do that. Jennifer Jason Leigh, single white female fame, she turned down the role of Vivian in Pretty Woman as well. Crazy women.
Sack their agent.
Alec Baldwin turned down the role of Richard Kimble in
The Fugitive. The
Fugitive, of course, it went to the deepest voiced man on earth, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Keanu Reeves turned down Charlie Sheen's role in Platoon.
Oh, God, the movie would have been even worse.
Why even worse? Platoon is a great movie.
It's fine.
Oh, come on. Warren Beatty turned down James Caan's role in Misery, the part of Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, and Robert Redford's role in The Sting.
EJ.
He's too busy in his bedroom with his women.
Melanie Griffith turned in the role of Thelma in Thelma and Louise. Do you know that Thelma and Louise wasn't the two girls who were in it at all? When, like, it actually went into pre-production with two other big actresses in the roles. Any idea who?
Marge Simpson and Biddy from Glenroe.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer and Jodie Foster. But close.
If, what's her face? Who was offered it first?
Melanie Griffith. What's her face is right. What is her face? Seriously, like, what?
Well, I tell you, if I was in the car with her, I would have driven her off the cliff.
Richard.
Sorry for ruining the ending, but everyone hasn't seen it.
Richard Grieco. Remember him from 21 Jump Street?
Oh, vaguely.
Come on, Richard Grieco. He turned down the lead role in Speed because he thought the script sucked. Of course it sucked, but it also made a gazillion dollars at the box office. Madonna, we should be very thankful for this, turned down the role that Michelle Pfeiffer played in The Fabulous Baker Boys. Can you imagine how bad that movie would have been with her in it? Will Smith did not want to play Keanu Reeves' character in The Matrix, Neo, so he didn't. What's wrong? You're making faces at me.
You're kicking your chair.
Yeah, no one can hear it except you.
I can hear it.
Yeah, but sure,
that's putting me off.
Putting you off what? All you gotta do is stand there and look at me. You idiot. Now, Julia Roberts, we're talking about Pretty Woman and the fact that loads of people turned down the role Julia Roberts eventually took. She also turned down Sharon Stone's leg-crossing role in Basic Instinct. She turned down Mary Corleone in Godfather 3 and the role of Annie in Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, if I had a choice, you know, of watching Sharon Stone do the leg-crossing thing or Julia Roberts, you'd have to go with Sharon Stone, in fairness.
What are you talking about? First of all, Julia Roberts is a lady and would never uncross her legs in a police station like that.
The scene mightn't have worked out then if she was polite all the way through the movie.
It would have been a different movie and I would have enjoyed it more. Sharon Stone is a harlot.
Polite Instinct. The movie that never was.
Drop us an email. Dave has no friends at 98fm.com. I do have some more of these, which, of course, because he's been given out about me kicking his chair, my chair, even, that I haven't been able to tell you. So Dave has no friends at 98fm.com.